The state of Tennessee is one of the few places where sounds are just as breathtaking as the sights. Whether that's live music at a historic venue, the crack of an open fire at a campsite in the wilderness, or hearing kids laughing as they explore what's right around the bend, Tennessee just sounds perfect. Start planning your trip at tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
Dean, can you believe that after all these years, Senzo Miyewa's killers haven't been found? Now, the soccer star, you'll remember, was murdered in his Vosloorus home in 2014. His father had really tried tirelessly to find some sort of resolution to his son's killing. But the sad thing is, he died a few months ago without any answers. Now, the Miyewa family says police have done due diligence on the case, but there seems to be a delay on the part of the National Prosecuting Authority. And they're now looking for help from other quarters, including possibly AfriForum. Nkosikana Duma is on the story for us. Nkosikana, hi. I believe you've been at the family home in KwaZulu-Natal. What did they tell you about their next step?
Hi, Joanne. The Miyewa family have actually told us that they're considering working with pressure group or civil society organization, AfriForum. They're saying that this comes as they are feeling more frustrated with the National Prosecuting Authority. They're saying that the police have done their due diligence in investigating the matter. But they are convinced that the NPA is not acting on the police's investigation.
All right. So this is an interesting development. Have they actually had any kind of response from AfriForum as to whether it's keen to take on the case for them?
Well, we had a conversation with the police minister, Begitwele, just a few moments ago. And Mr. Begitwele actually told us that it was actually AfriForum that approached the Miyewa family. That is the information that he had. And so it seems as if AfriForum is eager to actually take up this matter and to assist the Miyewa family, Joanne.
I need to ask you about this aspect of it, because we know it's not merely the prosecution's aspect, but the investigation aspect of this case that has dogged the family for quite a long time. For one thing, we've had the police promising arrests after the first set of arrests that fell through, and they've done that at intervals. We haven't seen any further arrests in the case. I mean, surely this is a case not just of the prosecution aspect wanting, but of the police investigation itself wanting too.
Yes, that is indeed correct. But the Miyewa family, for them, they are saying that they've received quite great assistance from the police minister, Begitwele, who has visited the family quite a number of times. I think the last time he visited the family was when the father passed away. They are saying that they have now set their eyes on the National Prosecuting Authority. They are saying that they want to pressure it to actually take up this matter, failing which they will take up the offer that has been presented to it by AfriForum or other international organizations that they claim are also interested in taking up the matter, because they're saying that for them now, the matter just needs to go for prosecution, Joanne.
All right. Thank you very much, Nkosikana Duma, for putting us in the picture there. Our EWN reporter, live to us from KZN.
When someone is hurt in a truck accident, the one question everyone has is, why did this terrible collision happen? To answer that question takes an experienced team of lawyers and experts. Not everyone has this type of experience. At Colombo Law, we are truck injury lawyers. It's what we do every day. When someone is hurt by a truck, Colombo Law is the law firm people call to get answers. Hurt by a truck? Call Colombo Law.